This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Love Brand You, the show about personal branding, how your values, your beliefs, and actions help you define and discover your calling and the evolution of you and your brand. I'm your host, Sam Rafis. On today's show, we are talking about authenticity. As my mom used to say to me and my five brothers and sisters, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Being genuine is a big part of being authentic. Here today to talk about how to show up and be authentically brand you is my guest, Bonnie Earle. Bonnie is masterful at holding space for women so that regardless of their challenges, with support, they access the deep power, courage, and wisdom within. Since her husband's death from ALS in 1997, Bonnie has been guiding women in the midst of pain, fear, and confusion to create a new empowering story for their lives. Whether it's individual coaching, a group mastermind, or speaking, Bonnie's strength lies in her ability to tune into each individual and bring healing to move forward into living with joy and authenticity. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here this morning, Sam.
I'm really happy to have you here, Bonnie. Thank you for joining me. Start us off by sharing with us your backstory and why you do what you do.
Great, thank you. I was in education for 35 years, a teacher, counselor, elementary and secondary school principal. And during those 35 years, it was about meeting students where they are, helping them see their strengths, building on their strengths. And oftentimes it was believing in them until they could believe in themselves. And I loved my time as an educator. And then after my husband died of ALS, I went back into the system. And it was like my BS barometer had been recalibrated. That's the best way I can describe it. And there were just things within the system that I knew I couldn't change. And I knew from my experience with ALS that I had discovered within myself a strength and a courage that I didn't even know I had. And so I knew for the second half of my life, it was going to be working with women to help women find their courage and their strength to be who they wanted to be who they were meant to be. And it has been one of the best decisions of my life. I work with these incredibly extraordinary women who want to make a difference in the world and want to get their gifts out there.
And when you say that you knew in that moment of the BS meter, so to speak, when you say you knew, what was the point? What was that defining moment that you said, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I always say we veer off our path, but it takes us to a new path. So what made you do it?
Yeah. Well, the defining moment was sitting in an administrator's meeting and knowing that there were many of my colleagues who shared an opinion around a student services issue. And when the superintendent asked us our opinion, I gave my honest response. And when that he asked if there are other people who shared that opinion, not one person spoke. And I knew at that moment that I could no longer be in that system, because I would not be true to me. I would not be true to my authentic self. And that was the defining moment.
I like that. Because not only does it help us make a decision in that moment, I've been in those moments too. Not only does that help us, I think it we've talked about role models before. It helps us be a role model for our clients. So what values drive that for you?
Mm-hmm. I believe in every cell in my being that we are born whole, perfect, and complete. That there isn't anything about us that needs to be fixed. That we each have gifts and we each have talents. And it's about surrounding ourselves with people that see those gifts and see those talents. And yes, and so that's my whole value is seeing the magnificence in each person.
And when we realize it in ourselves, it helps us see it in other people.
Exactly. Yes.
So share with me, what was one of the obstacles that you had to overcome to get to that point?
Mm-hmm. Probably the most recent one. The most recent one, about 4 years ago, I went through a really challenging time. And it was recognizing that my life was not how I thought it was going to be. And I basically went into hiding for a period of time. It was that I couldn't put on the happy face. I couldn't pretend that everything was okay. And so I just withdrew. And then, honest to God, I received this email, and the subject line was, "Are you hiding?" Seriously. And so I accepted the invitation to go to this two-hour event. And I had a number of epiphanies, and one of them was I had no idea how much I was up in my head and not in my body. I had no idea how much I had disconnected from my feminine. And it was just one of those light bulb moments, and it was, I can change this. I went on to learn some of the practices that had been introduced to me. It was called the Art of Feminine Presence. I became a teacher, began incorporating these practices into my daily life, and everything changed. People would say to me, "Bonnie, you look different, you sound different, your energy is different." I began attracting beautiful clients. My business began to thrive. And yes, it has been one of the very best things that has happened.
I like that, and I always say on the show that I'm nodding because I can see you, but we're on the radio show for the podcast here. But I have this same conversation with many of the women that are on the show. And again, this is why we're having these discussions, that we all have that sense that when we're in our head or we're deferring to what we think that someone else might like to hear in the moment, and it's out of caring. Like we're really, as women, we are thinking about the other person we're talking to. So in that moment, we think that maybe we'll tell them what they want to hear just because it's a caring attitude. Mm-hmm. But when we actually get into our authentic self and we speak our truth, as we say in the group of women that you and I are in, it's actually giving each other authenticity. When we deny what we really feel, we're denying the authenticity. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I had been asked to be on a stage about a year ago, and the following day there was a well-known speaker by the name of Sean Roach. And he actually, this total stranger, I had never met him before, but the next day he paid me this huge compliment and acknowledged me. And he said, if we're going to get our message out into the world, we need to be aligned, congruent, authentic. And Bonnie, on stage yesterday, was that. And I mean, I was totally floored by this compliment from a stranger. But that's what I've noticed, is that when I am in my body, I show up so differently.
Yeah, I absolutely 100% have to agree with that, because more than part of being authentic is standing up for what you believe in and speaking your truth, even though it might not be what others want to hear.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. But that's the part. Yes.
Yeah. But on the other side of it, I think people will have that, what's the word I'm looking for? They'll appreciate, and he complimented you for being real. Even if people don't like it, they'll still appreciate it.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
So tell me, who has had a profound impact on your life? I know you talked about your aha moment, but who is somebody in your life that has impacted your journey?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there have been many, many people. Let's see. One that stands out right now for this conversation is Rachel Jane Groover, who is the founder of The Art of Feminine Presence. And I think that there are a lot of women, including myself, who have disconnected from their feminine. All those years that I worked in a male-dominated system, I had really disconnected from my feminine. And so she has had a huge influence and impact on me. Her teaching is around being seen and heard, helping women be seen and heard so that they can increase their impact and their income. And I love that we as women, as entrepreneurs, can show up in our own authentic selves and claim our value, claim our worth. And I love her message. I love her.
I like that. And I like how you said impact and income. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's what happened. When I finally went, whatever I'm doing here, whatever I think it's the right thing to be doing in my business, clearly isn't working. And when I started sharing with my clients that this is how I do it, this is how I work, I'm going to talk with you about God, with you about spirit, what's your intuition telling you that you want to do? We all have the right answers within ourselves. Yeah. We just need the courage to bring it out. And when I went, I have nothing left but to just do this, and it's the old, let's jump off the cliff. Well, okay, I'm jumping off here. This is what I need to do. And it was the right decision for me. Once I started showing up 100% who I was, and the women that worked with me, or even a few men that worked with me, because I was 100% real.
Yes.
And the people, and we've talked about it on many shows as well, the people that weren't right for me went away, and they needed to. As much as I wasn't the right individual for them, they weren't the right client for me, and that's what we teach other women that we're working with, and that's what I'm hearing you say. Absolutely. Is you're attracting the right women into your practice.
That's right. Women who are ready to be seen and heard, who are ready to make that difference, who are ready to take the handbrake off, whatever that handbrake has been for them.
That's right. And it's not easy.
No.
and I think we often stop ourselves from the fear of the unknown than the fear itself.
Yes. Yes. And that's definitely one of the teachings, is how to develop a relationship with the fear so that fear doesn't stop us.
And lean into it. Okay, let's take a quick break. And then I want to talk about qualities that authentic people share. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's just take a break here.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Are you a speaker who has an inspiring, insightful message that will help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? If the answer is yes, we invite you to become a pro member of the eWomen Speakers Network. We have over 500,000 women connected through 118 chapters spread across North America. We're looking for speakers to share their wisdom and breakthrough ideas. Go to eWomenNetwork.com and join our Speakers Network. The benefits for pro speakers are incredible. Go to eWomenNetwork.com.
We are back to Love Brand You with my guest, Bonnie Earle. And before the break, Bonnie, we were talking about what qualities that authentic people share. And according to Psychology Today, authentic people share seven key traits or qualities. They have realistic perceptions of reality. They're accepting of themselves and other people. Authenticity, people are thoughtful. They have a non-hostile sense of humor. They're able to express their emotions freely and clearly. They're open to learning from their mistakes, and they understand their own motivations. What quality would you say is most true for you?
I think all of them, ring true for me. Maybe one around learning from their mistakes, I would replace mistakes with just lessons.
I like to say that everything is a lesson, because if we focus on mistakes or failure, mistakes, all of it is part of the journey,
right?
Part of learning and part of getting better and being your authentic self.
Mm-hmm. So with that little proviso, and I think maybe number two, the authentic people are accepting of themselves and of other people. And that to me ties in a little bit with what we were talking about before the break. And that is part of what I teach the women in my groups is around shadow work. And it's accepting all of who they are. For a lot of women that I work with, they don't want to be judged as selfish. That's one of their big fears. I don't want to be judged as selfish. I don't want to be judged as a bad wife or a bad mother.
And then overgive.
Exactly. And so then it's, well, how can I serve from an empty cup? I can't. And so I have to fill up my own cup, which requires me to be a little bit selfish sometimes so that I can serve my family, I can serve my clients. And so it gives women a different perception of accepting all of who they are, and that sometimes that includes self-care and being a little bit selfish. And so I think that that's to me, an important part of being authentic is, can I claim both me being generous and taking care of myself? And so accepting all of me. And then the more that I accept myself, then the more that I can accept other people for who they are as well. And I don't feel a need to go around fixing people, because that is not my job.
It's so true. And Bonnie, I know you have daughters. I have daughters. And for me, this whole concept of self-care and balancing doing for others and looking after yourself has been the blessing of having daughters, because I want them to be self-assured. I want them to take care of themselves. I want them to be empowered. I want them to be confident. All of these traits that I want them to have, authentic. I want them to have all these traits. And I realize as they're growing up, they're teenagers, I realize that only when I do it for myself are my daughters doing it for them. But yet it's a struggle as a mother, because we want to keep giving to them and taking care of them. I know we didn't really discuss this part, but what's a little piece of what you've done with your daughters?
Well, one of the things from quite a young age is that we would have a tradition for each birthday, for each of the birthday girls, my birthday included, and also at Christmas, we would do a girls' spa day. And part of that for me was teaching my daughter self-care. And we have done that for many, many years. In fact, just last week, I booked our traditional Christmas spa day. And it's lovely.
Nice. And the memories that come out of that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes, so they learned at a younger age than I, for sure, about self-care.
Yeah, I would say that's true too. I grew up with brothers and sisters, and I grew up with, I like to call her the super mom that looked after everybody, that did everything, that always put everybody ahead of herself. And it took my mom a little bit longer to learn about the self-care. And, you know, she would tell that to us kids too, that you have to look after yourself.
Yes.
Speaking of...
I was in my late 20s before I began to learn that concept of self-care. And I'm grateful that my daughters are learning it much sooner.
Me too, because I think it helps us... again, be authentic, and helps us teach and model that authenticity. And speaking of self-care, what's one of your best daily habits that keeps you aligned with yourself and your brand?
I think the most important one there is a feminine presence meditation. And I do this meditation every morning. It really grounds me. It gets me into my body. It gets me, it really helps to align me with who I am and who I get to be on the planet, and reminds me of my service. I believe that I have an important service, and so the meditation grounds me into that. And it's a meditation. It's how am I to be in service today?
I like that. Service. I think we're all here to serve in our own way, and that's when I'm talking with my clients and they're saying, you know, oh, I'm uncomfortable with selling. I say, think of it as service. You are providing a service that is of value to the people that can benefit from your service.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly how I feel as well. Yeah.
Okay. Let's, I think we've got a few minutes here yet. What book do you recommend and why?
Well, there's a part of me, I had the privilege of being one of the co-authors in a book called When Women Talk. And it was 30 ordinary women who shared their extraordinary stories. And it's about women who have overcome obstacles. It's a very inspiring book. And I think mostly the authors are women in Alberta. And so that I would recommend. And I have one of the chapters called Get Busy at Living. And then I think the other book that I would recommend is called Worthy. Worthy by Nancy Levin. Boost your self-worth to grow your net worth. And again, there's a direct correlation, particularly for women entrepreneurs, that as women feel good about themselves, and then they are able to charge for what they're worth. So it's an excellent book.
Nice. And, you know, it's so true. I can attest to that for myself. The more that I worked on me, so to speak, the more that I became more confident in what I was doing, what I was offering, and the more that I could charge for my services, because the better we get at what we do and the more trust we have in ourselves, the more we surround ourselves with people that can use our services.
Yes, yes.
So how can our listeners connect with you?
Okay, so two ways. They can check out my website, bonnie-earl.com, or they can email me, bonnie@bonnie-earl.com.
Okay, perfect. As we're ending up here, give us your best parting words of wisdom or advice.
Okay, so from my years of being an entrepreneur, my experience is, and advice is, get out from behind your desk. Get out from hiding behind your computer. Go out to networking events. E-Women is fabulous. Women Talk is fabulous. Surround yourself with women who lift you up. And the other thing is that I would say is that it doesn't matter what has happened in the past. What happens is today and moving forward, and that you, the listener, get to write the story of the rest of your life.
Perfect.
That would be it.
Perfect parting words of advice. Thanks again, Bonnie. Listeners, join Bonnie at bonnie-earl.com. And thank you again, Bonnie. Head to iTunes to subscribe to Love Brand You. If you like what you heard or have a comment about today's show, I'd appreciate it if you took a moment of your time and left a review. I'm your host, Sam Rafis. And until next time, keep sharing the love.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.